A slightly longer edition this month, and for very good reasons. Stay tuned to Auckland First Radio to find out more. Well, for starters, in this lockdown, self-isolating, stay 2 metres away version of the show, I'll be taking a light-hearted music look at the situation. But by doing so, there's no thought of taking away the seriousness of it or the work of so many people who are trying by various means to bring it under control. It was just that I thought we needed a little cheering up, especially in view of the fact that we had all hoped to have a big knees up to celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day with a 3-day event from May the 8th to the 10th. So I'll be looking at that too in musical terms. So to get us underway, let's remind ourselves of this lovely time of the year where, because of the sudden absence of noise, pollution and life's general background noise, we can perhaps appreciate a real May morning. And played there by organist John Maiden at the Ossett Town Hall Organ in 1979. Now, last month my wife and I were suddenly unable to enter our greenhouse because a lovely blackbird had decided that this was where she was going to build a nest and raise a family. We therefore left her to get on with that happy event, and the result was 4 additions to our regular blackbird population. And so, here's Howard Beaumont to remind us of Haydon Wood's lovely 1922 composition, performed at the Compton Organ that was acquired by the Sunderland Odeon Organ Society and installed in the Ryhope Community Centre until the society was dissolved in March of last year. Brown Bird Singing, taken from Howard Beaumont's recent and the last CD made on the 3-manual 9-rank Compton in the Ryhope Community Centre. Well, from what I remember in the beginning of this awful coronavirus thing, it started sometime back in late January, although we weren't really made aware of that at the time. For most of us, like Alan Haven, it came out of nowhere. The Great Jazz Standard by Johnny Green, played there by the late and great Alan Haven. As things started to get serious, the country began to take on a new mantle, and it was nothing to read reports and see pictures of a lonely beach. An image nicely portrayed by composer and organist Eddie Rurier on Hammond X5 and other keyboards. Thank you. Eddie Rurier playing on a lonely beach. Well, very quickly it became apparent that there were fewer and fewer trains, boats and planes, something Nigel Ogden recalled in the Burt Bacharach songbook CD at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Trains and Boats and Planes, played there by Nigel Ogden at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, which I guess right now is having an enforced rest from its daily dance sessions, as too will be the team of organists. One piece of music that kind of sums up how our towns and cities began to almost become ghost-like concrete and glass jungles is the Alfred Newman composition Street Scene, which he composed for a 1931 film of the same name. But in 1953, it became the overture to the film How to Marry a Millionaire. It's played now by Anne Leaf at the 3-manual 13-rank Wurlitzer, recorded in 1978 in the Orpheum, Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you. Anne Leaf with a musical interpretation of Many a Deserted Street Scene, a scene that in days preceding the pandemic would have sounded something like this. You know, I've always felt that that composition, titled Cross Country, composed and played by John Duffy, was about as far removed from the country as its title suggests, because, to my mind, there was far too much traffic to make it idyllic. When the lockdown became official and we were all advised to observe the 2 metre social distancing rule, I, for one, like Robin Richmond, couldn't help but look over my shoulder. Thank you. Richmond looking over his shoulder while seated at the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Newcastle in the time when it was installed in the Kitchen Brothers garage in Diss in Norfolk. So, what did the lockdown leave us with a chance to do? Well, there was gardening if you were unlucky enough to hate doing it, a bit of painting, decorating and DIY, as long as you had all the essentials to hand, you understand, and failing all else, like Don Thompson at the Wurlitzer, just sit back and have an alcoholic drink or three. Thompson at the Wurlitzer that used to be in Ye Olde Pizza Joint in Haywood, California, with the Alcoholic Blues. Now suitably in a happy frame of mind, if this were television you'd now expect to get a warning about sensitive issues, but it isn't TV, so here's Danny Mannix on Hammond with his band and I Feel Like Making Love. Danny Mannix and his band with I Feel Like Making Love. And to bring this part of the programme to a light-hearted close, if the alcohol got too much and you threw precaution to the wind, who knows, you could end up in December by celebrating baby's birthday party. Mollet organ in the Sedgwick Theatre, Philadelphia, played by the late Lowell Ayres, and Baby's Birthday Party. Talking of babies, 75 years ago, as VE night was in full swing, morals and inhibitions might not have been so free as they are today, but I bet there are one or two men walking round today with the Christian name of Winston, if you get my drift. One thing was for sure, it was a time for celebrating, and there's no finer way than with a march, such as this one, composed by Walter Kendall, played now by Tony Stace. Glorious Victory. Thank you. Glorious Victory, played there by Tony Stace. Television, of course, was still very much in its infancy, and so most of us had a wireless of one make or another. Some models got their power from the main supply, others, like the one my parents had, got the power source from accumulator batteries, which you took to a local shop to be put on charge, whilst they loaned you another set to get you back on the air, as remembered here by Trevor Bolshaw at the Wyvern Touring Organ. Sound of the Wyvern Touring Organ, Trevor Bolshaw at the console and on the air, a tune made famous by pianist bandleader Carol Gibbons and the new Mayfair Orchestra. During World War II, quite a number of broadcasts were made by cinema organists, either from the BBC studios, cinemas, or recording studios such as Abbey Road with its own Compton organ. Bobby Pagan was a famous Scottish organist and served in the Navy during the war, but still found time to make the occasional 78 RPM disc of morale-boosting tunes, such as Hang Out the Washing on the Siegfried Line, Run Rabbit Run, and Wishing. Thank you. Bobby Pagan at the Abbey Road Compton, an instrument that features very prominently in my latest YouTube video titled Reginald Dixon and His Melody Septet. RAF Sergeant Reginald Dixon made a series of 78 RPM discs, which were designed especially for playing over to forces in their RAF stations and NAFI canteens. They were never released commercially, and so I've edited together a special 60-minute video telling the full story behind them, and that can be seen accompanied by some of his rarest tracks, such as this one.
Presenting a program devised and produced by the services at home for the entertainment of their comrades overseas. You are listening to the signature tune of Reginald Dixon, the famous organist. Reg Dixon, who is now a sergeant in the Royal Air Force at a fighter command station, opens this program with a selection of some of your favorites.
Thank you.
former Abbey Road Compton, this time in the hands of Sergeant Reginald Dixon. So, for the full story behind his Melody Septet, just go to YouTube and type in Pedal Percussion and Pipes Volume 8, or follow the link details on our programme webpage. Staying with the patriotic theme medley format, here's Nicholas Martin at the Wurlitzer that he recorded during his long residency at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton.
Thank you.
fence me in, don't sit under the apple tree, how about you, give me 5 minutes more, and Lily Marlena. Some extracts from wartime favourites played by Nicholas Martin. Time now to turn the spotlight on the electronic organ, namely the Versi Scala, on which Byron Jones laid down this track, which he calls Marching Songs for the Forces. And the Air Force remembered there by Byron Jones on his Versi Scala. This next tune could easily be applied to any part of this programme because, as was the situation 75 years ago and that which we're experiencing right now, both are times when we should all realise that we're in this together. Here then is Claudia Hirschfeld at a Versi Scala GS-700, with her own composition titled Together.
Thank you.
Recorded back in 2001 for her With Compliments album, that was one of Claudia Hirschfeld's own compositions, which, as I said, applies to us all right now. It was called Together, and basically that was the theme of the Queen's special message to the nation on April the 5th, which ended with three little words that will be forever associated with 103 years of age Dame Vera Lynn. American organist Brett Valiant recorded this beautiful version on the Little River Studio 19-rank Wurlitzer, and I'm sure you don't need me to remind you what the tune title is. Brett Valiant and We'll Meet Again. And with that musical message, we come to the end of this specially lengthened edition of Organ First Radio, in which I hope the music has been uplifting, enjoyable, and at times humorous. From yours truly, Alan Ashton.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.